This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's do a little bit of compare and contrast here for a minute, all right? In a speech to the National People's Congress in Beijing today, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang announced a new growth target for the world's second biggest economy. 7%, which would be the lowest growth rate there since a brief dip back in 1990. Compare that, just for instance, to the U.S., where growth last year was a bit shy of 2.5%. So, to compare and contrast, what do you suppose that kind of expansion here would look or feel like? We asked Marketplace's Amy Scott to find out.
The last time the United States economy saw anything like 7% growth was 1983, when we came out of two severe back-to-back recessions.
China's really been extraordinary in sustaining those sorts of rates of growth, well, actually over 10% for long periods of time. You don't find many countries that have done that.
Dean Baker co-directs the Center for Economic and Policy Research. China's rapid growth comes as it changes from an agrarian society to a modern industrial one. The U.S. went through that a long time ago. So could we grow like that today?
We could all go out and have a lot of babies, but that's just not going to happen.
Lakshman Achithan is co-founder of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. He says more babies would eventually lead to more workers making and spending money.
The other place to look would be productivity growth.
But productivity growth was actually negative last year. Then there's the question of whether we would even want 7% growth. Carrie Leahy with Decision Economics says sure, for a while.
I don't think the economy could sustain that growth rate for probably more than about 18 months to 2 years without generating some inflation problems.
Not to mention potential environmental risks. Others say GDP is the wrong number to focus on. Zachary Carabel is a strategist with the financial services firm InvestNet.
You know, you could have really strong GDP numbers and really bad employment numbers. So we have to be really careful about using GDP as some sort of lodestar of are we doing well, are we doing badly.
It takes more than growth for everyone to do well. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.